Chapter 8.
We found it!
I turned the blade over in my hand and dusted the grime away from the shiny handle.
She's so relieved,
Mariah sighed.
I am too.
That makes three of us, I chuckled, as I stood up and held the Sword of Youth out in front of me. Now, can she come out and talk to us?
Well,
the spirit murmured as though she was listening to her sister.
Yes, she wants to, but she hasn't been in the physical world in a really long time.
So can you help her do that? I wondered.
Not easily.
Mariah frowned and bit her bottom lip before her eyes lit up.
Wait, there's another Yes, that's what I'm telling him. Okay, so while you possess the Sword of Youth, its spirit can move to your spiritual sea.
She can go in my head like you do? I was intrigued. Can you both go at the same time?
Yes, I'll go first. It'll make it easier for her to get there.
Like a beacon, I mused. Okay, I guess I'll see you two in a second. Mariah laughed before there was a blinding flash of light. Then I felt her presence in my spiritual sea, and I sat down on the ground and laid the Sword of Youth across my lap. I closed my eyes to focus on my inner beach and the way the water lapped across the soft sand, and I could feel Mariah was already there waiting for us. As I opened my eyes again, I breathed in the crisp, salty air of my spiritual sea. Mariah paced back and forth in front of me, and I started to rise and calm her when another flash of light left me stunned. When the light faded, a tall, gorgeous redhead stood before me, and she looked around in confusion. I was mesmerized by her hair that flowed to her ankles in a thick braid, and she wore the same nearly transparent robes Mariah always donned. She turned to look at Mariah, and her green eyes lit up with something that could only be described as pure joy.
My sister!
The redhead squealed.
Oh, Juniper!
Mariah wrapped her arms around her sister, and the two hugged for a solid 30 seconds before Mariah leaned back to look at her.
You seem so tired.
I was exhausted,
Juniper confirmed with a smile.
I've been searching the spirit realm for a way to talk to one of you, but everyone seemed so far away until you and Anya arrived yesterday.
I'm so glad we did,
Mariah exclaimed and squeezed her again.
I've missed you, and I've missed you.
Her sister concurred and then turned to me with curiosity.
You are Lord Evan. The spirit realm has been buzzing about you for some time.
Well, I'm glad to know I'm a celebrity in more than one world, I joked as I stood up and lowered into a bow. It's an honor to meet you, Juniper. Mariah has been chomping at the bit to see you.
They did say you have an odd way with words,
Juniper murmured and looked me up and down.
But they did not talk enough about how handsome you are.
Isn't he?
Mariah gushed and draped a hand over my shoulder.
He and the princess are having a baby.
Oh, my gods, that will be such a beautiful child,
the other spirit replied with a grin. Thanks, I said, and tried to steer the conversation away from me. So Mariah is the Sword of Healing. What kind of magic does the Sword of Youth have? Forever young?
No.
Juniper giggled and shook her head.
My gift is hard to explain. Just think of it as energy,
Mariah chimed in.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Her spirit agreed, as she wiggled her toes into the sand.
Energy is all around us, which I'm sure you know.
It makes sense, I murmured.
Well, I can sort of tap into it,
she explained, and knelt to run her fingers through the sand. A red spark jumped from the sand to her slender fingers, and she twirled it as her fingers moved like she was playing the piano. I was fascinated by the power she delicately held in her hand before she released it back into the sand. That's amazing, I breathed.
It is.
Juniper smiled as she rose to her feet.
And I can give it to my mistress in battle, as I used to do for my master.
Carmen's husband, I said. Duke Renfrew, right?
Yes,
she confirmed with a nod.
He was a warrior, and he fought many battles with me at his side. I was devastated at his death. But it was even worse to be stowed away and forgotten instead of passed on.
I understand,
Mariah said with a twinge of sadness in her voice. I realized my own sword spirit had likely felt the same way when she was hidden away after the attack on Hatra. No one had known where the sword was until I was given the task to retrieve it. But now you're both safe and you're on your way to being where you belong, I pointed out and smiled. It's getting better.
It certainly is,
Juniper replied and took her sister's hand. So, you were kidnapped today, I said after a moment. Can you tell me about it?
I don't remember much,
Juniper admitted with a frown.
I could feel my blade leaving the noble family, and it made me nervous. I didn't like it.
I can understand.
Mariah nodded and squeezed her sister's hand.
It's rather difficult to be away from your mistress.
My mistress has been too far for a long time,
Juniper sighed.
But I could at least sense her mother nearby most days. This morning I was near her, and then I wasn't. It was awful.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, I said. I'm glad we found you, and we'll be taking you back now.
Can I just...
She took a deep breath.
Can I please stay in your sea until it's time? It's so peaceful here, and I don't know how long I'll have until Carmen puts my sword back in the vault.
I'm going to talk to her about that, too, I replied in a firm voice. But you can definitely stay here as long as you like.
Thank you.
Juniper sighed and closed her eyes. I took that as my cue to let her relax without me, though it seemed she and Mariah were perfectly content to sit together silently in my spiritual sea. I smiled at the sisters before I closed my eyes and returned to my physical body. The Sword of Youth still laid across my legs, and I tucked it into my spatial storage until I figured out a way to get her back to her mistress. While Carmen may not be a fan of the Noble of the Sword situation, she was just going to have to deal with it. I cut back through the gardens and made my way to the City Hall building. I could hear the dim chatter of the council and my people inside, and the guards opened the doors for me to enter. Then I strode into the meeting room as the conversation ground to a halt.
Did you find it?
Aliona asked as she clasped her hands together. I did, I confirmed, and pulled the Sword of Youth from my spatial storage to show everyone.
Oh, thank the gods!
Carmen gasped. The Nepin woman started to come toward me with her hands outstretched, but I slipped the blade back into my spatial storage and her mouth dropped open in surprise. She is currently recuperating, I explained carefully. The spirit of this sword went through quite an ordeal.
I understand, but that is all the more reason for her to be safely returned to the vault,
Carmen insisted.
We can't have this sword be carried about by an by anyone.
I'm not just anyone, I replied in a low voice. I'm a fellow noble of the sword, and I have her best interest in mind, which I'm sure you don't understand.
I beg your pardon.
Carmen pressed an offended hand to her chest and looked around the room wildly.
He can't keep it from me, can he? It was my husband's.
And now it belongs to your daughter, Nike reminded her. I believe if you aren't going to return it to her, then Lord Evan will be the best person to have it.
This is an outrage!
The Nepin woman gasped as she turned to Morgan.
You let them stay! Can't you do something?
I'm afraid this is beyond my area of expertise,
Morgan murmured.
Lord Evan is much more knowledgeable about the noble swords than I am.
That doesn't make him an expert,
Carmen scoffed. Before I could argue, a white light filled the room as Mariah left Juniper on the beach of my spiritual sea and stood next to me with a look of determination on her ethereal face.
He may not be an expert, but I am,
the spirit declared.
And your fear has already done enough damage to my sister.
I have no idea what you're talking about,
Carmen muttered.
Exactly,
Mariah shot back.
You have no idea the damage you caused by keeping the Sword of Youth away from your daughter. Tell me, does your daughter have vivid dreams that awaken her nearly every night? Does she seem to be unable to control her impulses? How about the incessant need to leave home to find something she cannot describe?
I...
Carmen trailed off as she stared at Mariah.
I just thought it was her nature to be a fairly wild child.
The problem is not being wild, Nike said in a soft voice. It's the lack of balance. Her blood tells her she needs the blade, and the spirit calls to her to fulfill her need.
She was born to wield the Sword of Youth, I continued. By keeping them apart, you're only harming them both. Carmen took a shaky breath and grabbed onto the chair next to her, and the Nepin woman shuddered as she closed her eyes.
You have to stop worrying about what could happen if she becomes the warrior she's destined to be,
Mariah nearly whispered.
No good can come of keeping her away from her fate, whatever it may be.
I just... can't lose her.
Carmen choked out.
I already lost my husband. I can't lose her, too.
You'll lose her if you try to hold her back,
the spirit said as she knelt in front of Carmen and took her hands.
She'll never understand why she felt something was missing, and she'll leave without knowing why or how to protect herself. Let us help.
We can teach her how to use the sword, I added. It isn't just about swinging the blade around. She has to understand how they can work together. It's in her blood, Nike continued. She'll feel complete. The room fell silent as Carmen soaked up everything we'd told her, and I could feel the tension rise when she still didn't speak. Juniper paced back and forth in my spiritual sea, and her anxiety was almost palpable. She wanted more than anything to be returned to Carmen's daughter.
Fine,
Carmen finally breathed.
I'll take your door.
Thank you,
Mariah said, as a dazzling smile lit up her features.
You'll see we're right. I promise.
I have to take you at your word,
the Nepin woman murmured.
I don't have any other choice.
I think you'll see for yourself, Nike replied with a smile.
Whenever you're ready, I added. Carmen hesitated before she rolled her shoulders back and headed for the door. She was a strong woman, and I hoped that said something about her daughter's strength as well. She had to be tough to be a noble of the sword.
I think we're going to head home,
Morgan said when I turned to follow Carmen outside.
This has been a long day.
Go ahead, I nodded. I don't think all of us should go to her house anyway. It might be too overwhelming.
Aw, we wanted to meet the lady noble of the sword,
Polina pouted. I know, I soothed her. And you will. But let's wait until tomorrow for the whole crew to show up. It's late already, and this will be a lot to take in.
Lord Evan is right,
Aliona agreed.
Perhaps just he, Lord Nikolaus, and Mariah should go with Carmen.
Yeah, we'll come back to the inn as soon as we can, I said, as I kissed each of my lovers. We'll tell you everything.
Okay.
Ravi agreed with a nod.
Come on.
As we walked out of City Hall, my lovers headed for the inn, while Nike, Mariah, and I followed Carmen toward her home. She was silent for the entire walk, and I looked at my companions with doubt. Either she was taking everything in, or she was pretending like we didn't exist, and I wasn't sure which one. When we arrived at the noblewoman's house, she stopped at the front door and took another ragged breath. Then she turned the knob and stepped inside. I wasn't sure if she wanted us to continue to follow her, but she left the door open, so the three of us trickled into the foyer and waited. I pulled the Sword of Youth from my spatial storage and held it softly while Carmen went further into the house to find her daughter. Sparks of gentle electricity popped against my hand, and I could feel Juniper's excitement rise as she stopped in the middle of the beach and clasped her hands together in front of her body.
She knows she's home,
Mariah murmured.
Can you feel it?
Definitely, I agreed as I loosened my grip on the sword. The little pinpricks of power had started to make my hand go numb, and I grinned as Juniper bounced up and down with happiness in my mind's eye. Carmen's daughter must be close. Then a woman nearly as tall as me walked down the stairs and into the foyer. Her blue skin was the same shade as her mother's, but instead of the silver hair I'd seen in all the other Nepins, hers was a dark chocolate brown that seemed to melt over her shoulders and cascade down to her curvy hips. A smooth white dress complemented her blue skin and white tattoos, though hers were different from her mother's. Her eyes were a deep brown with flecks of turquoise, and she stared at me with curiosity and a warmth I couldn't explain.
Lord Evan, this is my daughter, Skye,
Carmen announced as she walked up behind her.
Skye, Lord Evan.
I'm honored to meet you, I said with a humble bow.
Likewise,
Skye replied in a raspy voice as her eyes traveled down to the sword in my hand.
My mother tells me you have urgent news for me.
Can't you give me to her yet?
Juniper begged from my spiritual sea. Not yet, I murmured. She needs to understand what's going on first.
We do, Nike confirmed while I soothed the spirit. Is there somewhere we could sit and talk?
Of course,
Carmen replied and gestured toward another room. We followed the blue-skinned women into a living area, and I narrowed my eyes on Skye's back. I didn't see a hint of the silvery wings I'd grown accustomed to seeing on Nepins, and I wondered where exactly Carmen's husband had been from.
So what's going on?
Skye asked, as soon as we sat down. Have you ever heard of a noble of the sword? I began. The beautiful young woman shook her head and trained her sparkling eyes on me. So for the next half hour, I explained the swords, their spirits, and the people who are destined to wield them. I noticed her gaze repeatedly drop to the Sword of Youth across my lap, and I could feel Juniper's energy rise until the sky in my spiritual sea was filled with red lightning.
Let me make sure I understand,
Skye finally said as she looked back up at me.
You are a dragon, a noble of the sword, and you talk to the spirits of these swords?
Is that so strange?
Mariah asked, and cocked her head to the side with amusement.
Well, it is pretty strange,
Skye laughed.
Don't you think?
You're talking to a spirit of the sword right now.
Mariah grinned as Skye's eyes widened.
You're one of them too?
The young woman asked.
But you look so human.
We can choose the form we take,
Mariah explained.
We try our best to please our master or mistress.
And Lord Evan enjoys a beautiful woman?
Skye looked at me with a raised eyebrow. I enjoy several, I shot back with an easy smile.
Oh.
Carmen turned a deep shade of scarlet before she cleared her throat.
Lord Evan, should we perhaps get to the reason we woke my daughter up in the middle of the night?
Right, I murmured. You remember I said the noble sword is generally passed down to a family member who shares the bloodline?
Yes,
Skye said with a note of confusion in her voice. Your father was a noble of the sword, I continued. And now, so are you. Skye froze, and the room went completely silent. The Sword of Youth practically vibrated in my hands, and her mistress looked down at the blade with a mixture of emotions on her face. Then she held her hand out to me. I hesitated for a split second before I stood and gently placed the handle of the sword in her hand. The moment Skye touched the Sword of Youth, it gleamed as though it was brand new. Juniper was gone from my spiritual sea, and I knew she had landed in Skye's. The blade crackled with the red electricity of Juniper's energy, and Skye's eyes seemed to pop out of her head.
Oh my gods,
she whispered.
It's all real. Everything I've been dreaming is true.
I glanced over at Carmen, who looked about ready to faint, but Nike was close enough to grab her. His face was lit up with a wide grin, and I knew we didn't have to confirm anything. Skye was the noble of the sword, and the next person I needed to bond with to bring more power against the breach.
You've dreamt of her, haven't you?
Mariah asked.
Yes.
Skye wrapped her fingers around the handle and closed her eyes.
I sensed her calling out to me over and over, but I couldn't figure out what it all meant. I understand everything now.
Not everything, I said with a gentle smile. You have a lot to learn to wield such a powerful weapon.
You'll teach me, right?
She asked and opened her eyes.
You and Lord Nikolaus are just like me.
Let's just take things one step at a time,
Carmen interjected as I opened my mouth.
We don't need to go start training right now or anything.
Right now, she needs to understand what she can do with her sword, I insisted. The rest can wait.
What do you mean?
Skye asked.
Is it magic or something?
Or something,
Mariah giggled.
In your case, it's energy. You can feel the spirit of the sword in you now, right?
Yeah.
The newest noble of the sword breathed.
She's so vibrant and strong.
That's a relief, I said. She felt weak and alone without you. I'll teach you how to access your spiritual sea so you can communicate better with her until she regains her ability to come to the physical realm.
How does she lose that?
Skye wondered. Just from being away from you, I answered, without meeting her mother's stare. It'll get better now. Anyway, with the Sword of Youth, you can access the energy around you and use it in battle.
Battle?
Carmen gasped and leaned back against the sofa.
Oh, I knew this was a terrible idea.
Mother, please. Do know this explains a lot about me.
Skye rolled her eyes as she gripped the sword and turned back to us.
Growing up, she used to talk about how I never seemed to run out of energy. We thought that's why I had such trouble sleeping and had those crazy dreams. It was like a switch I could never turn off.
I just don't want you running off and fighting wars now,
her mother muttered.
I had no idea what those things meant. Now I wish I still didn't.
I know it's a lot,
Skye said in a softer voice.
And I wish I could make it easier for you. But honestly, I feel better than I ever have. I feel complete.
Carmen stared at her daughter with a mixture of fear and love, and I had to look away from their tender moment. I understood the parental instinct to protect your children, even though mine weren't technically born yet.
Then I suppose I'll have to let you start training,
Carmen said after a long moment.
Thank you,
Skye squealed and set the Sword of Youth next to her as she leaned over to hug her mother.
I don't know where to start.
Your spiritual sea, I said firmly. I know it isn't as glamorous as sword fighting, but it's just as important. Skye nodded her agreement, and we set to work. It was nearly midnight by the time she felt comfortable going in and out of her spiritual sea. Though the first time she made it, she returned with a renewed sense of joy.
I talked to Juniper,
she announced upon her return.
She's amazing.
Juniper?
Carmen raised a doubtful eyebrow.
She's the spirit of my sword,
Skye replied with a grin.
You'll love her. Well, when she gets her strength back, that is.
I can help her,
Mariah offered before she looked at me.
Just until we leave.
Of course, I agreed. I think you two deserve some time together anyway. We're going to head back to the inn soon, though. It's late. I hope Peppy still has some dinner for us, Nike remarked with a grimace. Oof, I'm starving.
Oh, I didn't even offer you anything.
Carmen frowned and glanced toward her kitchen.
I can have this staff make you something before you leave if you'd like.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Nike agreed.
He followed Carmen out of the living area, and I looked over to see Skye and Mariah chatting as though they'd known each other forever.
Oh, Lord Evan, I was wondering if we'd talk about...
Let's just save the rest of our information for the morning. I cut her off gently. I think we've given Skye and Carmen enough to think about for tonight.
Part of me wants to argue with you, but the other part is totally satisfied with everything I've found out already, and wants to get a good night's sleep for once.
Skye laughed.
I'll save the argument for tomorrow, okay?
Deal, I agreed with a smile. Then I leaned over and took Skye's hands in mine with a gentle squeeze. And I promise I'll tell you everything you need to know when the time is right.
I believe you,
she murmured. I would never lie to you, I swore. You have my word. A blanket of warmth seemed to settle over us as we stared into each other's eyes for a moment before we were interrupted by Carmen's less than subtle cough.
So you are heading back to the inn, Lord Evan?
She asked with an arched eyebrow. Yes, I said, as I let go of Skye's hands and stood up. We'll be back in the morning, and we'll start her training then.
Fine,
she agreed.
We all need our sleep.
Nike walked into the room with a stack of sandwiches, though it appeared he'd already started on the first one. I had flashbacks to the Scooby-Doo cartoon and imagined Nike in Shaggy's place with his ridiculous tower of bread and meat, and I had to stifle a laugh as I shook my head. See you in the morning, I said, and patted Skye's hand. She nodded her head and smiled before we walked out into the dark night and headed for the inn.
Sandwich? Nike mumbled as he held one out to me and Mariah.
The spirit shook her head, but I took the sandwich happily. Thanks, I laughed, and bit off a huge hunk of meat and bread.
So, when are you going to tell Carmen and Skye the rest of the reason we're here? He asked after a minute.
Tomorrow, I sighed. I didn't want to overload them tonight. Besides, we couldn't have flown off to do the ceremony tonight anyway. We have to let the king get everything ready first.
I didn't think about that,
Mariah murmured.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, I said and smiled. The ceremony can wait one night.
True, Nike agreed with a nod. How are you going to bring it up?
Well, that I haven't decided yet, I groaned. Is there an easy way to tell a woman that I have to perform a blood ceremony with her daughter to help save the world?
It took a few more words than that with Vala, Nike snickered. I thought for sure she'd back out.
Vala was Nike's grandfather's lover who happened to be pregnant with the next noble of the Sword of Light. And she'd been less than thrilled when I'd told her I had to do the Redeemi Vincio bonding ceremony with her before she gave birth. She almost left a couple times, but we'd finally convinced her to do the ceremony and stay in Leyte with young Elion. Where was the faith in your favorite dragon? I laughed. We talked her into it eventually. Yeah, it was a lot easier when I had the bond of our blade between us, he snorted. I don't know what we're going to do if Carmen says no to Skye doing the ceremony. Skye is a grown woman, I reminded him. She can make her own decisions. Hopefully she'll decide to do it with us. She did seem to be interested in doing something with you, Nike chuckled. Maybe so, I waggled my eyebrows. When are you going to find a lady for yourself? I don't know, he admitted and shrugged. I'm not in any hurry now. I can take my time, thanks to you. Hey, I knew you deserved better than what the Bloodline Council signed you up for, I muttered. I'm just glad Calvin disbanded them. Me too, my fellow noble agreed. We finally reached the inn, and it looked like everyone had already gone to bed until I noticed one of the lanterns in the dining room was still on. Nike and Mariah were nearly halfway up the stairs before he looked back and saw I wasn't behind them. I'm gonna see who's up, I whispered. I'll see you in the morning. He offered a sleepy wave and continued upstairs while Mariah blew me a kiss and headed for our room. Then I walked into the dining room and saw Ravi and Isabella at the table with a basket of bread between them.
Lord Evan!
Ravi grinned and jumped up from the table.
How did it go?
Not bad, I replied, as I kissed them both on the cheeks. What are you two doing up?
We couldn't sleep,
Isabella answered.
We were too excited to hear about the new lady noble of the sword. I'm sure I've seen Carmen's daughter before, but I don't know her.
Her name is Skye, I said with a smile. And you'd know if you'd seen her before. She looks different.
Is that a good thing?
The phoenix quirked an orange eyebrow with curiosity. Yeah, she's gorgeous, I explained. Just different. Anyway, you all can meet her tomorrow. I know you'll like her.
As much as you do?
Isabella giggled and dragged her finger down my chest.
I can feel your heart beating when you talk about her.
We may have had a moment, I admitted with a grin.
Well, we'd like a moment, too,
Ravi whispered as she reached under my tunic to drag her nails across my skin. You can have several moments, I growled, and wrapped my arms around their waists to carry them to the deserted lobby. I clicked the lock on the front door into the place before I set the women down on a fluffy orange couch. In the blink of an eye, Ravi had yanked my trousers to my ankles to reveal my throbbing erection, and she eyed it with a deep hunger that made my toes curl. Isabella shifted onto her knees next to Ravi, and she grabbed my face to pull me into a warm, wet kiss, just as the phoenix took my cock into her mouth.
Oh,
I groaned into the Nepen's mouth. The combination of Ravi's tongue on my shaft and Isabella's tongue in my mouth made my head spin, but I wanted more. I pulled Isabella's robe off her shoulders and let it fall to the floor so I could drink in her beautiful indigo body. Then I dipped my head down to kiss her throat, and I trailed more kisses down her collarbone until I reached her round breast. I took her nipple in my mouth and flicked it with my tongue as she threw her head back. Ravi continued to lick and suck my arousal while I played with Isabella's tits, and desire burned like a wildfire through my veins.
Oh, my lord,
the Nepen gasped, while I slid one hand down her slender belly. Yes, I murmured. My fingers grazed the thatch of silver hair at the apex of her thighs, and I immediately felt the wet warmth of her desire. I grazed her throbbing clit with my finger as she trembled against me, and then I gently slipped my finger inside her scorching tunnel.
Oh, gods!
Isabella dropped her head against my shoulder as her breaths came in gasps.
Oh, fuck!
I hissed, as Ravi took my sack in her hand and began to massage it while she slid her wet lips back and forth along my shaft. I pumped my finger in and out of Isabella's hot pussy, while Ravi's ravenous mouth brought me closer and closer to the edge. I gently rocked my hips back and forth with Ravi's rhythm, and the phoenix moaned against my cock. The vibrations sent me into overdrive, and I plunged another finger inside Isabella and curled them in to rub her core.
Oh, Lord Evan, oh!
The Nepin gasped before her canal squeezed my fingers and her body dissolved into shudders of pleasure.
Oh, yes!
Yes, I purred as I pumped my fingers into the blue-skinned woman's perfect body, while Ravi ravished my cock with her mouth and brought me to the edge of my own orgasm. Then I tumbled over with a guttural yell as I thrust my hips just hard enough to pour my seed down the phoenix's throat. A torrent of heat zipped through my body while I filled her mouth with my warm juices, and she sucked on my shaft as what felt like a never-ending amount of dragon seed dribbled over her lips.
Mmm, I love how you taste,
she murmured as she licked the remainder from her pink lips.
Me too.
Isabella sat next to her and winked. Then she plunged her tongue into the phoenix's mouth for a hot kiss while she pulled off Ravi's robe to expose her creamy bare skin. Oh, fucking hell, I groaned. Oh, I love both of you so much. My women giggled and turned to look at me.
Please, fill me next, my lord.
Isabella pleaded and batted her silver lashes at me. Oh, I will, I growled. Just keep Ravi happy.
I can do that.
The Nepin grinned as Ravi climbed up onto the sofa and laid back.
Mmm.
Ravi watched Isabella through hooded eyes. Isabella spread Ravi's thighs and then leaned over to drag her tongue along the phoenix's dripping pussy lips. I watched as my Nepin lover teased her for a moment, but her warm slit was only a few inches away from my hard shaft, and I could enjoy the show while I fucked her from behind. Now, hold still. I stepped closer and plowed into Isabella's warm pussy.
Oh!
She gasped as I entered her tight canal. My thick cock slipped inside her, and I rocked my hips back and forth as I pounded into her while she pleasured Ravi. Isabella's sapphire ass bounced and jiggled against my thighs while I hammered my cock into her sweet pussy.
Oh, gods!
Ravi's nails dug into the sofa as she arched her back away from the orange cushions.
Yes!
Your finger, I murmured to Isabella.
Oh, please!
Ravi moaned. Isabella pushed her finger inside the phoenix, and I shivered as I watched Ravi's body tighten and then release with a gasp. A gush of her sweet juices poured onto Isabella's tongue and hand as Ravi stifled a scream. Her nipples were as hard as rocks as her chest heaved up and down, and her thighs quivered next to Isabella's face.
Yes, let me taste more,
Isabella whispered as she lapped up every drop of Ravi's cream. Fuck, I growled and pounded harder into the Nepin's tightening pussy. Then it was Isabella's turn. Her canal wrapped around my cock like a glove, and a warm rush of her juices washed over my shaft.
Oh, Lord Evan!
She gasped and gripped Ravi's still trembling thighs. I grinded my hips against her ass while my Nepin lover quivered and shook with her climax until her legs nearly gave out. Then I let go.
Isabella!
I groaned as I unleashed a deluge of my hot seed into her empty womb. Swell after swell of my dragon seed poured inside her tight canal, while pleasure ran rampant through my shaking body. I closed my eyes as I filled her to the brim with my load, and I rode the wave of pleasure that scorched through my bones.
I need more of your seed, my lord. Please.
Ravi begged as she chewed on her bottom lip.
Fill my womb.
With pleasure. I slid out of Isabella's dripping pussy as the Nepin lifted her wobbly body to lean back against the sofa. I sat between my lovers, and Ravi was quick to climb over and straddle my hips. She slid her pussy lips over my wet shaft, and I shivered at the warmth of her core. The phoenix rocked her hips back and forth as she shoved my cock deep inside her, while Isabella shifted onto her knees and pressed her lips to mine. I could still taste Ravi's sweet nectar on Isabella's lips, and our tongues slipped through her juices as we kissed. My heart pounded in my chest as Ravi's tits bounced next to my face, and I could feel every inch of her tunnel ripple against my shaft.
Doesn't she taste so good?
Isabella asked as she looked up at me. Oh, you both do, I murmured and dragged my tongue along her lips.
Oh.
She sighed as I slid my tongue down her throat to nibble the azure skin at her collarbone. I kissed and nipped at Isabella's throat while Ravi bounced up and down on my cock. Then I grabbed the phoenix's round ass and felt it ripple beneath my fingers with every move. You two are so sexy, I growled. My lovers giggled and looked at each other with knowing grins before Ravi switched to rocking her hips back and forth. Then she leaned over and kissed Isabella while she rubbed her pussy lips against the base of my shaft. I shuddered again and gripped her ass while they made out on top of me. Then I took Ravi's breasts in my hands and began to knead her supple flesh before I lowered my head and took her pink nipple in my mouth. I sucked on her tit while she grinded her hips against me, and her pussy walls closed in around me.
Oh!
The phoenix moaned and clawed at my shoulder as she rocked faster and faster.
Yes!
Her climax hit hard, and her slender body bucked with waves of pleasure that clamped down around my cock and sent a flood of her sweet cream through her hot tunnel. I guided her hips to keep moving back and forth as she trembled and moaned against me, and I flicked her nipple with my tongue to keep her orgasm going. Then I fulfilled her needs.
Gods!
I delivered a surge of my dragon seed inside my phoenix lover's womb as a current of ecstasy ripped down my spine. My body felt like it was out of my control as I filled Ravi with at least a gallon of my hot load, and my toes curled against the wood floor. I continued to push her hips against mine as I filled her until our juices dripped down her pussy lips. When I was finally empty, I looked at both my women with satisfaction. I'd filled them both to the brim, and they looked completely satiated.
My gods!
Ravi exhaled as she flopped onto the sofa next to me.
I'm so glad we stayed up.
Me too, I chuckled and sighed. But now we should get some sleep. We have a long day of training and talking tomorrow.
Oh. I don't even know if my legs will make it up the stairs.
Isabella groaned.
They barely work now.
I'll take care of that. I grinned before I scooped up both women and threw them over my shoulders. My lovers laughed and pointed to the clothes that laid on the floor. So I grabbed them, too, and I carried the women up the two flights of stairs to our room. I set them down just outside the door, and we tiptoed inside. The rest of my lovers were sound asleep, and we carefully made our way to the bed. In a matter of seconds, Ravi and Isabella were snoring peacefully, and I was well on my way to join them. But my sleep wasn't restful. I looked around everywhere, but I just couldn't find her. But who the hell was I looking for? It was dark, but I could smell flowers and death. It was an odd combination, though both scents were sickly sweet, like roses on top of an open grave. I found the grave, but when I leaned over to look inside, I only found a lock of red hair. Juniper! I gasped. I knew I had to find her, but where else could I look? I pushed through the tall stalks of bright red flowers, and something told me I was getting closer. Then I stepped into a clearing and—
Lord Evan?
Aliona's voice brought me back to the real world. I sat up and realized I was drenched in sweat. The salty liquid poured down my bare chest and glimmered in the early morning sunlight that peeked through the curtains over the window. I rubbed my eyes and looked around to see my women were already awake and pulling their clothes on.
What's going on?
I asked with confusion.
Why are we in a rush?
My lord, something's wrong,
my wife answered and frowned.
We all woke up a few minutes ago, and Mariah was gone.